Woohoo! Welcome to 2-2. Yeah, New Year. Okay. Whatever. Well, anyway, before all this, I woke up early. I was doing the programming again. Well, I was doing a library for Nissan R34, the Unicorn. Yeah, I'm just looking through the mapping thing for 3D. Who's the dumbass put this backwards? No, they didn't do backwards. But it's just like, it's lower res if you do it the other way. I'm like, alright, it's fine. But there's two versions. The other version is like, this guy just did it without thinking. Make it easy. No, of course not. I don't want to make it harder. Well, usually that's an amateur. So it's all over the place. Like, no. And this is the trick, too. There's a trick. If you ever download 3D software free, not 3D software, but 3D models free, depends on who makes it. The maker, you sometimes they cheat. They say, we twist this side a little bit. It's not perfectly straight. Like, oh god, why? But anyway, listen to Frank. You know what, every time I listen to Frank, we'll start doing podcasts. I'm just thinking of Die Hard movies. Ending of it. Just like, yeah. It's like, eh. Anyway. So, welcome to the new year. Went to Joe Rogan's podcast with the mRNA doc. So he's like, this is crazy what these people are doing. The original mRNA, the original plan was, you have cancer or something, or like you're infertile, right? You inject this stuff, nano particles that you can manipulate, and you go fix issues. It's not meant for destroying, right? But hey, that's what they want. That's what the upper hands, like, we gotta get rid of these useless eaters. What do you mean useless? What do you mean? What do I mean? No, if you get into those arguments with them, they repeat what you say. Because they're trying to be clever, but they're not smart. They'll say the same thing back to you. And then you'll be like, wait a second. And that's what they want. So you want to beat them? Yeah, that's all you do. Sell them something worthless and make it seem like this it's worth a lot of money. You can do that too, but yeah. Us useless eaters. Imagine having a pound cake, so it's been sitting in the fridge a little too long. Hasn't been molded yet. So I'm happy. I'm so happy. I'm gonna start doing the Rick Astley dance. Do you see that dance? Oh my god. Somebody brought it back last week. New Year's Eve. I don't know. It was a joke. I brought it back. I just sent a videotape. Oh, I sent a GIF. I'm just like, oh, Rick Astley. Oh, I want to da-da-da. Let da-da. Go, boy. I mean, but now, you know, Rick Astley is not that bad. Like now, he does covers. I'm like, well, that's really good. That and the Take On Me guy, which I forgot. Take On Me. Aha. The original Aha dude, too. He's like, yeah, he's really good. Does the other things. Who's the singer? It's producer. The aha bit. I guess Magni, that's what's, I don't know, the lead singer, he's good. And all the stuff. Did anything go crazy on your end? No, nothing went crazy. I passed out. I had dinner and stuff, but I had dinner too early. I'm like, oh, dinner's here. It's like 6 o'clock. I'm going to pass out at 10. I just like, yeah. Then I'm like, I missed it. Missed the whole new year. 30 minutes. And I woke up, of course, then just message it right out. Well, everybody's on Instagram with my friends. So. No, well, like every one of my friends are on there because they're on Facebook, but then they come on Instagram. So I'm fine. Just say Happy New Year to you. But that's fine. Instead of calling, emailing, all that stuff, I'm like, I got lazy. Everybody got the Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Yeah. This year is so weird. It's like, some people just, I don't know. It's predictive behavior programming. That's what's happening. You can see it. I can feel it. Now I had a thought about that for a little while. Well, some younger kids, including someone in my family, they're having this tremor thing with their foot. Well, I started having them. No, close to reason. Almost say like several months ago, I didn't know where it was. I just like, why am I feeling pain? Like on the bottom of my foot. Why do I feel the pain in the ankle part and the shin? You know, what's going on? What is that? Then I took some supplements and it cleared it up, and I just realized, no, mRNA, right? Whatever's spreading, and that's what they want. now because the metal came out. The zuck, the dog, the zuck. Mark and what's her name? Priscilla. Zuck the Priss. Him introducing meta. It's not his. He's not controlled. It's not controlled by. He's just a figurehead. In front. Have some word he can do, but it's not. Nope. Spamling's like that, so you know. So anyway, the meta thing. So if they want to plug your brain, then you know, Elon's it. They could put a chip in your brain, you can control. I don't know if Elon is with them or not with them, or he has something else. So they won't plug us. Well, if you can walk around, be all sporty. Run around. You don't want to, right? So what if they figure out the frequency or some kind of thing to make your foot stop moving? Can't move anymore. I can't walk. Oh, painful. But I still want to do this thing. Hey, pluck a goggles and pluck it in. Call the metaphors with your friends. Hey, why not? Right? So they're going to get some part of the population to do it. They're willing. Some of these people are willing. But you know what? Take some supplements. There's certain supplements. Actually cures, stops the, what they call the spines. It stops the mRNA thing from forming blood clots also. Which I'm drinking now. Now I'm pulling the water instead. So I drink a little bit at a time and we're good. Yay! I'm gonna start dancing like Rick Astley again. Like, yeah. No, I'm not doing that. No. No way. Oh, I won't be caught dancing like Rick Astley. Well, soon I can. Not even requests. Somebody requests them, but it's like, take a walk. Turn around and get out of here. Walk away. Not doing it. And do. Let's see. People are showing up in the subway. What else happened? Majority Terror Green got kicked out for COVID misinformation. Is it COVID misinformation? Not that the guy who built the part for the vaccine says, yeah, she's correct. Well, he didn't say that, but it's confirmation. So now, you know, the upper hands are in panic mode again. They're like, oh, gotta do this, gotta do that. Oh my god, Betty White died. Right. Rest in peace. She was cool. She was like everybody's grandma back in the 80s. I think. It all depends. Your point of view. Whatever. It's let's recap. Let's see. Wardrobe malfunction. Stop wearing those things. Don't just wear it normal. I can't. I can't do it. Can't do it. I gotta wear those skimpy stuff. Same way, because attraction. I get those attraction and people just look at me. Even people like me, like, ew. Still, it's attention. So I need it. I need it. It's a drug. What would make a person think in the middle of winter to wear skimpy things? But they do. If you ever lived in New York City, it's like negative degrees, or even like zero, say zero, and snowing. And I live in Hoboken, so all the kids are taking a train across. So, and you see them. It's like they're wearing their dresses for dancing, but no coats. And then you're like, I'm freezing. But we have to go to the club. I'm freezing. So what? I was like, why would they subject themselves to that? I don't know. I don't understand. Why? It's crazy. And then they complain. It's not friends when they're young. When we were young, they went, came in, some guy was touching me, or something like, oh. It's like, hey, look in the mirror, man. Not man. Look in the mirror, babe. What do you think the guy will look at you? What do you think? He's going to be like, oh, it's a nice girl. No. So yeah, don't wear stuff. Always wear jeans and t-shirt. That's the best. Wear expensive jackets if you're in a club. Wear bikini top, but expensive jacket. Then you can just keep the jacket on. Then when you go out and kind of, but then guys will look at that too. Straight guys. Or the non-straight guys, like, ooh, look at that person, right? They would start talking. But if that's the attention you want, go ahead. I would say just, I'm not into that. Like most of my friends, we go to a bar, we just sit there, chat, good time, talk about funny stuff. And that's it. Every once in a while, I'll go to a cafe, bring a book or something, and just strike up a conversation with somebody. With, you know, wisdom. The wisdom time. Instead of like, woo, I'm gonna dance like Rick Astley in this club. With skimpy clothes. Feast my butt off. It's not worth it. I mean, okay. You want to try it once? Yeah, fine. But that's it. Just leave it alone after that. I didn't see the ball drop. I saw a piece of it, like, fast forward. I'm like, okay, it dropped. And there were some people. Okay, that's nice. I've done that before, so it's nice. Da 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 da. So, I don't know what else is there this year. New Year's been, so far it's been okay. Nothing new, nothing old. Crypto still stay where crypto is. Some came up, some went down. Some new ones, which have no idea what they are. Looks like it's from the people who call us the useless leaders type. It's one of those. We'll call it this name. Everybody will want it. Like, no. Well, then there are others that don't understand the system. Then they'd be like, oh yeah, let's get in on it. So, I see the iPhone 14 thing, mockups and stuff. Looks like we see the camera, so it's flat on the back. So no camera bump, like, nice. Nice. Okay. Nothing else new. Apple Silicon thing. So over the weekend, they're gonna overrun a lot of big companies. Well, they're setting standards now. So because now we have still have these graphics cards missing. Not missing, but shortage. So maybe it's time to make a CPU with GPU built in. High-end GPU. What could it be? I thought they were gonna do they're gonna put one chip. CPU, GPU, whatever, one chip in there, and the GPU programming will be uploaded. So you don't have to upgrade the chip, you just upgrade the software to run it. I thought that was the key, because it was spoken about like a few decades ago, two, maybe one or two, I think one decade ago, can't be two, and back then was Pentiums. They were the king. Mac was just like, Steve just came back. So it was just like, oh, okay, we're starting again. I think they had Motorola chips. We're good. But it wasn't fast. And you can't play games. You still can't play. Well, you can, but you still can't play games on Mac OS. But now with this chip, I think it outrun everything on the AMD or Intel side, so maybe do something. Hopefully they come out this February. Something's not, it's coming. Okay. Think about it. I don't know what else is there. My usual places. I guess everybody's asleep. Or everybody just woke up today. It's like, wait a second. It's a new year. Why keep writing 2021? Back in the old days when we wrote checks, pay for everything, paper cards and stuff. Before the internet thing, internet payment, or direct payment from your bank. You have to sign, make checks, mail them. So be like, new year comes and be like, you still have the muscle memory of 2021. So like 2021, oh, God damn it. the X cross the check. Is it return? This is void. It's like new check. We have the shredder. It's like, oh, shredder. Damn it. Yeah, so. It's been, you know, how many years now? Since the internet started, since AOL and stuff. You know how quickly we got to that point? Like, really, really that fast. I think about it, like 2000, I'll say like 2006, 7. That's when we can use the bank payment without actually using physical work by the check. You know, that's like 1 decade. A little more than 1 decade. We're able to do this. And look where we are today. I mean, God, I can send money to my friend. Just take a picture, put your camera over his bar, the QR code. Here, money. Hey. You know, just wait a second. And the older generation do not understand that part, because there's no physical thing being transferred. So they don't get it. But for some reason, the older generation know how to swipe on digital devices. They know how to use part of it. They know how to tap on it. Yeah. So you have to think Steve Jobs. I mean, other brands do it, but Steve Jobs came out with the user interface first. Apple came out with it first. I'm sure it was Steve mostly, because Steve knows, understands human interactions. Why would you do this? Why, if you make an app but it's flat, but how do you make it so if the person uses it feels like they're doing something in the real world? He was able to capture that. And yeah. Oof. Everybody know how to do it. Well, the kids are doing that, little babies in the back. Work with the backseat of a push cart, and you take some mom or dad, take the phone away. They be like, "Meh, I want a bag. I want more. And they're grooming us with this stuff. So I would say, use it wisely. You want to swipe, yeah, go ahead. Swipe, flip, whatever. Use it wisely. Use devices wisely. No. Instead of going to crazy places like New York Post and just scrolling. Yeah, you want to scroll, you can scroll down. Then you read. And look at celebrities. Then you go to mail.co.uk and like go. Instead of looking at the main, you just look at the side. It says, not for a guy like me. And what? Just look at the size. It's female today. It's like, oh no. Just like the cats. Oh no. Fat people. Fat. I know, it's fat shaming. I don't care. You have the people who look right. I don't. But fat people should not wear certain things, just no. Or even some certain people. Certain people shouldn't be wearing that at all. It's not attractive. But I want to be a Victoria's Secret model too. Like, no, you're not. Too short. You're too wide. You're too big. Too skinny. You gotta be like the just right. Got to be athletic and skinny. Just in that zone. And once you're past, once a model passes their 30s, they lose that already. So you get a little like crap. But I want to look. Only Shimmy does that too. I mean, it's part of the fashion world. It's like, eh, you know. But then, there's two sides of it. Maybe, you know, you'd be smart enough, like, hey, instead of doing this, maybe I can do something else. The smart ones, usually there's a few. The few that pass. Smart enough. But you just punch in. Marry a football player. Hey, here we go. Bishop has her own company ready for that. One models I work with. She was 16 when first time. I'm like, oh my god. It's like 16. We just photographer and I'm only 16. 16. It's like, no. No way. She was 16. Random, though. She looked older. She started a truck company at 16. And like, because the modeling thing, and she got paid for modeling agency she was in. And she got lots of money then. Well, it's great. You're able to do that. Well, if you're smart enough. If you're wise enough. If your parents are wise enough to tell you this stuff. But sometimes it's not even parents. You're just wise enough. It's great when you meet that. Meet someone like that. And just like husbands to her, like, you know, a few times photograph, like 17, I think she was 17 or 18 already. She turned 18. Okay, how's the business? It's so strange talking to a kid like that, but they're smart, right? But then the others, 70%, just either they marry a rich person or, I don't know, that's it. Actually, I'm looking at mail.co.uk. It's the same news. That's New York Post, almost. It's a little different. Strange. I don't know what's going on. Huge kiss. Oh, wait, what? Master X AOC gets a huge kiss on Faith. Yeah, they play that game, so. It's whatever. They play this game. If somebody tells you that, you gotta wear the sector, because of this, you tell them, prove it. That is it. Prove it. Well, then if they're smart, or they have good memory, they'll repeat what whoever, the controllers are telling them. If they cannot retain memory, they will go to your phone while they're scrolling, but like, that, when that happens, you know what you do? You start dancing like Rick Astley, and you just walk and do that dance, walk away. I said, what are you doing? I said, I win! You just say, I win! You lose! Do that. That'd be the best. I won. So, whatever. What the stuff's coming down? I mean, it's crumbling already. After that Joe Rogan thing, it's crumbling. There's another guy, Scott Adams. I've been listening to him about certain things. He's on BitChu. Some of the stuff are like, yeah, totally get it. For us who program stuff, we understand. I write some stuff. I'm actually writing for it. Guess what? A Metaspace, the original one. Because somebody wants an R34. So, this is last bit anyway. I'm finishing up. Might as well do it. And that's it. Once in a while, I'll get on there because I'm bored. So let me write something. Let me create something. I do it there. Because sometimes you have skills, you don't use it, you forget. But yeah, like the first time, went away for like a year, came back, went back there, and almost forgot everything. Like, oh crap, how do I start? Then after a few hours, I'm like, I'm back. It's like riding a bicycle. You do forget a little bit, but it comes back. Okay. And by the way, anybody's in the U.S. up north, yeah, I feel you. Yeah. My God, it's like 20 degrees. It's 20 degrees in Memphis, Tennessee. Jeez. Fargo. Damn, Fargo's like one. Yeah, it's cold. Yeah, it's crazy. Snowstorm. But where we are, it's a little colder. Not that much. Not that bad. If you can, should you move down here? I don't know. It's up to you. Each person. If you don't mind the once in a while skunky smell from the swamps, then be like, yeah, it's fine. I don't know. I have no idea where I'm gonna go in the future. I don't mind the cold. I'm okay with it. So one thing I thought is get a camper van and just drive around until I find something someplace. Like, I like this town. I like the people of this town. I think I'll stay here. I'll do that. That's one thought. The other thought is, hey, wherever is popular. Like a big company moving to Texas, which one? And where? Like move nearby and open a coffee shop. Hey, young people need coffees too. They need to hang out in this place with glass. Pretend I'm important with my coffee cup. I'm in a cafe. I'm important. I'm doing something. What are you doing? Oh, I'm scrolling on mail.co.uk. Just check out papers. That's what they do. No, that's not what they do. I used to do that too. I used to retouch. Somebody say, well, this is company secrets. Not my company. They're small. They don't care. As long as I get my job done, I get paid. So I'll do it. I think back then I did have a privacy screen, so you have to be directly behind me to see it. Most people don't care, really. But they get to see. Some people were interested, get to see me do the retouching. But now it's automated. I don't have to do it that way anymore. It's like, no big deal. Recoloring. I still have my calibrator somewhere. I stopped using them, but because I'm not doing nothing crazy. I'm not doing any printing stuff. There's no point. What else is there? I don't know. It's weird. It's boring this year. It's not the New Year. This year it's like, I'm going to sleep. New Year. You know what? There's a certain person in this house, in this sort of state, but not states. In this house. But he's not really there, he's somewhere else. But in this house, he's sleeping a lot. Yeah, so that's transcending downwards to everybody else. So I guess this is just, that's it. Nothing exciting yet. It's a yet to come. Elon made it to Newsweek, whatever, Times, News, on the Times? Times, yeah, Times. Whatever. Yeah, nothing exciting. Not even like stuff like products and stuff. I didn't see anything neat yet. The only exciting one is I finally found the what's that thing called? Ginger beer. Again, that was exciting. It's like, oh, I haven't had this for many years. That was the exciting thing. McLaren's chip supply dried up. Ultra delayed. So everybody's delayed. Order the car? Yeah, don't do it. Don't order it. It's no point. Until the chipset thing is resolved. There's nothing else. I think that's it. Oh, it's pretty boring. Well, Monday. I don't know what to do. I think Clubhouse has a video. I have to look into it. Scott Adam has it. I'm sure Sanity for Sweden has it. Wait, you believe in those guys? But that's not that. I look everywhere. I look. I'm like almost like Scott Adam. You have to look from both points of view. Can just follow one. And CNN story perfectly captured the mass COVID neuroticism. It's a mass hysteria. What do you think? What do everybody think? I think so. There's some part of it that they want that it's being programmed. The people in control understood by human behavior. Maybe they're not smart, but they study. So they know how to manipulate. How do you manipulate people? technology-wise, how you do that, or use certain words, keywords, reprogram the way you think and make them do things. And we do it, no happens with them. They're laughing. Like, huh? Look at those guys. Look what they're doing. In a few podcasts I said back, remember when I said, like, where we are in third density, the higher ups, your higher ups, they qualify for fifth. Looking down, ah, look at those guys. And they're controlling, manipulating. And who's been somebody else up there, be above them, manipulating them. And all the way up to, you know, our creator. And creator is just like, look at all of you. Let me put this these demi, they call themselves demigods. Put them over there, the planet, or solar system, or galaxy. You know, let me put this guy over there. You know. It's bigger. It's bigger than you think what it is. So it's this type of thought, and to get to that point, you gotta be really open-minded about certain things. That's the only tip I can give to anybody who wants to study this stuff. But hey, so everybody's gonna join Joe Rogan together. So GETTR. I'm gonna actually do it. See what it is. I don't think I need to, but might as well create an account. Right? Why not? I'm looking at zero heads. So yeah, so if you get the chance, you haven't seen the Joe's podcast, go watch it. It's the one with Dr. Robert Malone. Just give it a try. Mass formation of psychosis. That's what you're having. Even with this, you know, kids with the tick stuff, that's programming. Believe it or not. And with my feet thing, that might be external, because I'm where I'm sitting, I'm next to all Wi-Fi stuff. The Wi-Fi, maybe there's a signal. Who knows? The mRNA is reacting to the signal. Now the mRNA, you also shed this stuff, so it could be on the surface, the skin, so your skin will get these crazy looking things. If you damage it, you will not heal quickly. That could be an issue. C60. Rub some C60 with the avocado or olive oil. Let it slowly bring it all back. Well, anyway, we'll find out what's going to happen 2-2, because 2-2 is going to be interesting, especially beginning 2-2, because you know who got arrested. Not just arrested, who got indicted, sorry. Who got the judgments, guilty judgment, and this person has links to everything. And crypto will keep pushing crypto until they can't push anymore, and it's going to boom, spring back. Watch. It's going to happen in a few months, maybe. Or maybe soon. Who knows? So, I don't know. What else is there? Nothing else. It's the usual. You can find them. You can just go to the web and just find all the stuff. Same news, same over. It's somewhat not so exciting beginning of the year, which is okay. So it's winter solstice, you should be drinking coffee, sitting outside in the cold, big fur jacket, or maybe some winter jacket, and look out and take a breath, look at the weather, look at the landscape, even this building, just look, just have a coffee. Wear a heavy jacket, go outside and drink coffee and take a breath, deep breath. Like, I'm glad I'm alive. Made it for another year. And that's it. It's like enjoy the winter. That's what it is. Have fun. And I'll be going. I'm gonna go finish the pound cakes. Only two little pieces left. So I have my coffee, chocolate coffee, and can I have that supplement for the spion thing removal, which is called the. I still can't get the name. I don't know if I. Do it correct. Pronounce it correct. Glutathione. I don't know. Whatever that is, I'll take a little bit with water, a cup of water, and it's fine. With a little crazy stuff on my feet. Like, you know, the, I don't know what they call it. It's weird. I think I said a few podcasts ago. Whenever my phone goes off, it's doing the same thing. My feet. So I'm thinking there's something, some kind of stuff they put in the air. I guess must be the COVID thing or something else. Or maybe it's the shedding from everybody else who's been jabbed. So you get the shedding in your body, then it's sparkling off, like psh, 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 psh. But not the glutathione. Once I drink even tiny bit, like it stops. And it's been reducing a lot now. That's great, because some part, I don't feel anything anymore. I don't feel this pinching or like a sparkling, I don't know what it is. Like somebody take a needle and go peep. That's what it feels like. But it's all gone on the top part of my shin. And then, but the right by the ankle and the bottom of my feet still used to get a little bit here and there. They cure my back, which is another one. So really have a serious back issue, and actually kind of, it's been great, like, stuff works on other things, but I cannot have too many of it at once, it's weird, yeah, and brought the internal heat back, that's the biggest part. Because I was losing internal heat 2 years ago. I think I got the COVID 2 years ago, I'm pretty sure. But it was over really quick. But then, like, within a several months later, tip on my fingers, and so sometimes certain parts, like late at night, and I can feel my hands. Like freezing, it's like losing heat. So I've been drinking the, you know, like Rockstar drink, Monster drink. I find a B, it actually heats up everything. And I'll start doing exercise and stuff, but then go away. But so as soon as I took the glutathione, Tion, Is it called Italian? I don't know. It came back. The world heat came back. Well, the tip, my finger, the coldness, whatever, it's all gone. Like, I'm okay again. So, I don't know. I don't know what it is at this point. I'm thinking it's the mRNAs. If it is, there's one remedy you can use, but you gotta test it out because everybody has a different level, are at different level of whatever the supplements, body ratio to whatever the supplement thing. Then you gotta take a tiny bit, see how you feel good, then just keep at that level. But it's not medical advice, but that's how I found out. You know. And don't mix it with any other drugs. If you're taking other drugs, yeah, you gotta ask your doctor, make sure it's okay. Always. Even your doctor's crooked. But that's me. So I got it for me, a personal thing. If you don't have any of those issues, like don't even bother with it. The best one I can think of is Orma Light. It really does detox a lot of stuff, especially the things you eat and drink, sodas and stuff. You flush them out. That's the best one. And exercise. Two things you need the most. Anything else is like, it's up to you. Don't eat too much fried food or fatty food. If you're gonna do a minimal amount. Oh boy, I keep going in circles, man. The ending's terribly slow. So anyway, have a great day. Have a wonderful Monday of January 3rd, 2022. Welcome to the 2-2. Keep your finger crossed. I'm gonna be okay. Yeah, and that's it. So I'll be back tomorrow. Ciao.